Was it a weird feeling the first time in a couple of years that Josh wasn't leading the show?
It's always different when there's change, especially in a situation like this. But, you know, as professionals, we all have to move ahead and do what we have to do, no matter who's running the show.
All the other players said that Eric said, let's have some fun. And maybe it wasn't so much fun the last few weeks. Is that fair?
That message can be taken a lot of different ways. I think that's just the way he approaches the game, with a lot of positive energy. Not saying that Coach McDaniel didn't, but everybody wants to put their own stamp on the way they do things. And I think that's just the way he's put his stamp on it, just wanting to have fun and relax amidst all the things that are going on with his organization.
Can that positive energy be infectious? I know that was something he said yesterday in his press conference. He wanted you guys to feel the energy that he has and how happy he is.
Well, absolutely. Positive energy always goes a long way. That's what you want to have in this game. If you don't have positive energy, then you get negative results. And I think that's what he wants to, once again, put his own stamp on it, and the opportunity that he has to lead this team. And I think he'll continue to be that way. I've known him for years now. I've worked with him in Buffalo, and he's always been a positive guy, fun guy to be around. And I'm excited for him amidst all the things that are going on.
Did you look at him and think someday he could be a head coach? Did you ever think of that? You know him pretty well.
You know what? I always thought he was knowledgeable of everything that was going on. I like the way he coached the running back to Buffalo. When he got here, he brought the same attitude. However, to think a guy moving up the ladder, I never really think that way. I only try to just do what I need to do to move up the ladder myself.
Mario, how much does the new voice sometimes
It all depends on what the message the new voice is bringing. Obviously, Coach Studisville is bringing a positive one, a lot of energy. He's still a young guy. He wants to have fun, and he knows that no matter what happens, you know, he has an opportunity to come out and lead this football team, put his stamp on, and it's a big deal for he and his family, and everybody in here just wants to play. It's a big deal for all of us right now. We have an important game on Sunday, and we just want to take care of business there.
How much does locker room need someone very positive? You know, obviously the season hasn't gone the way you thought.
Well, I don't think we had any negativity in the locker room. I just think we didn't perform on Sundays the way we needed to, and that's just the bottom line. No matter who's running the show, we as players have to perform, and we still have to do that on Sunday. No matter if Coach Studisville is the coach or not, we have to perform on Sunday, and if we don't perform on Sunday, then we'll continue to be surrounded by negative thoughts.
Do you think Josh maybe deserved a little more time to get things back on track and prove himself?
You know, that's not my call. I think he did what he could do at the time with the opportunity that he had. Obviously, when you're given opportunities, that don't mean they always work out. I know he gave his best product. He did the best he could, and you know, when you're not satisfied, people make moves, and that's what happened. I wish him the best in the future, and you know, we still have a job to do here at Dove Valley.
Mario, a few weeks ago you mentioned how when John Elway came to talk to you guys, and it made a big difference to the team to hear him talk. If he got more involved in the front office, do you think that would make a difference?
Well, I can't answer that because I only know John. I've only met him a couple of times. He gave us speeches, and I felt like he talked from his experiences as a player. If he were to play at the time that he was playing, yeah, it'd be great right now. But as a person in the front office, I have no idea. I don't know his thoughts or how he would operate. But he's an icon around here, and I'm pretty sure the organization would be glad to have him around in any sort, any way possible.